to the representative of Italy.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. And let me renew our gratitude to you and your team, together with UNODA, the ISU, and the members of the Coordinating Committee for the work you have conducted so far in preparation of the review conference, despite the current challenging situation. We appreciate very much the draft of the Lausanne Action Plan you have submitted, building on the work we have done during the first preparatory meeting. And we are currently reviewing carefully the text together with our experts in Capital, but we already think that both the good practices and the challenges emerged during the implementation of the Dubrovnik Action Plan have been duly taken into account. We believe that the draft represents an excellent basis for our final deliberations in November. Apologies, but I still have a general comment. We are of the view that the LAP should provide direct and effective guidance to the member states with a set of actions associated to the specific indicators. In this regard, we believe that the indicators need to be streamlined, not to cause an excessive burden on the states and avoiding any possible risk of confusion in the next phase of implementation of the convention. This could lead to an overall reduction of the indicators, retaining no more than one specific indicator for action, or even looking at a simpler set of indicators per chapter. Looking at the structure of actions and indicators in the Lausanne Action Plan, we should also bear in mind that they represent a useful guidelines for the states to follow in their report obligations. This is particularly important when we look at the sections devoted to victim assistance and to international cooperation and assistance, because many states work on these issues also from the point of view of other conventions or international instruments. We should look at the LAP more from the perspective of the affected states and make it as simple as possible, to be as efficient as possible, promoting synergies in these two important frameworks. In this sense, I would like to stress what the German delegation has already stated just before me. Thank you very much, Mr. President.